Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And it's lovely to have the winner of our 2NU RFM Ring for Rio in the studio. And so I wish we'd have caught this on camera. Can I say what just happened a couple of minutes ago? Pam is a lovely lady. I called you a pocket rocket earlier on. You're not the tallest, are you?
No.
And we've got some rather tall chairs in here. And we walked in, and Pam's just looked at the chair, and I said, that's okay, we've got a step ladder over in the corner, and we've used that, so we managed to get you up on the chair this morning, which is great. Has it all sunk in yet that you are heading off to South America, to Rio?
Oh, slowly it's starting to sink in. We've just been running around in circles trying to work out what to do, where to go, get needles, fill out passport things, and get things organised to try and work out a plan of attack.
Because you're a busy lady no matter what. I wanted to have a chat to you last week, and every time I rang you went, oh, Todd, no, can't, I'm taking friends to the hospital. No, I've got to do my hospital volunteer work. It's like, okay, I was being bumped off all the time. But you are a busy lady and you do a lot of volunteer work, which makes it even nicer, the fact that you've won. What do you actually do? What do you get up to on a weekly basis?
Well, I'm the regional coordinator for Delta Pets for Therapy. And I coordinate 75 regular volunteers, and it's a bit of work to do. So there's a lot of paperwork and a lot of phone calls and a lot of checking on facilities and hospitals and nursing homes.
It's a bit like an iceberg, isn't it? The visit by the dog is really just the tip of the iceberg. It's all everything underneath the waterline that's taken so much time.
Yes, it certainly is. And you know, the poor volunteers, they're just the chauffeurs. Half the time, people don't even know the volunteers' names, but they sure know the dog's name.
It's amazing, isn't it? The power of the pet. And I'm a big fan of Delta Dogs because about 4 years ago, my mum, when she was nearing the end of her life, had a visit from a Delta Dog. And I'm happy to say it's the last photo I got of my mum smiling.
Really?
Didn't care if I was there.
No.
It's like, who are you? I'm your son. But she's got a handful of dogs, so that's lovely. Can we go back in time? Can we flash back? A couple of Fridays ago. Okay, you were very, very busy. We were starting to get a little bit nervous because you had not turned up. You're out doing your volunteer work and we're going, we've got 14 key holders, but where's Pam? And you gave us a call. We went out on the air and said, Pam, we need you. And so you'd been running around. We had to pick a key for you, which was okay. You let us do that. Then you turned up late and you're in the final group. And then you turned around and you said to us, I want to go last. Were you nervous?
No, I'm not so much nervous. Because I was last and I thought, oh, I never win anything. I'll just go through the motions. You know, somebody else will be there and somebody else will get it. I never in 100 years thought that I would get it, especially there was a lady who was standing behind me. Thank goodness she was, because she put her hand on the back and steadied me when they said, because the lovely lady in front of me, and I can't think of her name, she turned around and said, it's yours.
Yeah.
And I sort of rocked back.
I think I was more excited than you were, because I'm sitting there, I'm keeping my fingers on my veins, my pulse, because I'm getting excited. I'm going, oh, no, there's another key down. So, look, we would have loved to have given away 15 holidays, but, of course, there can only be one winner. Congratulations. You've got your toucan as well. What do you look forward to seeing when you go to South America?
I think, really, the Machu Picchu.
Yep.
I've been looking
at
that.
You're going to go and do a bit of time there as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. We're going to have an extra week.
Nice.
You know, sort of, we're trying to organise this other week.
I asked you last Friday who you're taking with you, and you said, I've got no idea. Am I still in the running or not?
No, sorry, Todd, you missed out.
Bumped again.
Yeah, bumped again. I'm taking my young niece.
Oh, lovely. You're going to have a ball. 4 nights in Rio de Janeiro, 3 nights in Buzios, and then off, obviously, Machu Picchu. Pam, thank you so much for dropping in. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much to where you are, the South American Tourist Bureau and Air New Zealand. Without them, we wouldn't have this wonderful trip.
No, and of course, our wonderful mates at Hello World. So it was an amazing prize. You've got a promise to come back and show us your pictures.
Oh, I certainly will.
Talk to you soon.
Yep. Thank you, Todd.
Pam Withers on 2NU RFM 103.7.
2NU RFM 103.7.